Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Today is Thursday, January 19th. We're almost at the end of this week. Can you believe it? On this broadcast, we're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective so that we empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. We tackle a new topic and work on a new task each day. Today's topic is, do you have ride or die faith? Show your evidence. Do you have ride or die faith? Show your evidence. Our scripture for this morning will come from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your word ready, I remind you that you can learn more about me, the ministry, as well as even access my law office site on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. So let's go to Hebrews 11, 1 through 6, and I am reading from the KJV. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see God, see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, in other words, before him being called up to the Lord without physically dying, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now I want you to pay attention to verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please God. For he, meaning you and I, that cometh to God, must believe that he is, that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want you to say, do I have ride or die faith? Remembering that all lines are muted and no one can hear you, including me. Say it again. Do I have ride or die faith? Then where is my evidence? Throughout our lives, we will encounter situations which challenge our faith each and every day. Sometimes it's something as horrific as the loss of a loved one. Other times it's a divorce or losing a job, or maybe even dealing with a personal sickness or the infirmity of a loved one. These situations, they challenge our faith because they make us question God, especially when we don't believe we deserve the harvest that we are receiving. So we begin to wonder, why am I receiving a failed crop or a rotten crop when I've planted good seed, when I've done people right, when I have tithed, I have given offering, I have prayed, I have fasted, I have been good to people, I have sometimes allowed people to misuse me, to mistreat me, yet despite that I've still blessed them and not cursed them. I am a good person. Why am I receiving a rotten harvest? Why are these calamities coming upon me? Especially If we know others who are just living any kind of lives, we definitely are questioning God as to why is it that it appears that the wicked seem to prosper? Why is it that the people who treat people the worst always seem to be doing the best? They're happy-go-lucky. They don't toss and turn at night. They don't worry about these things. Why is that, God? Where is my blessing? Where is my harvest, my good harvest? So this makes us question our faith. But when we go back to that word, what we saw is that the faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of it is your continuing belief. Notice that the evidence was not when you actually received the harvest. The evidence was not when I actually received the blessing of the things that I've been laying before the Lord. Rather, the evidence was me continuing to believe, to praise God, to stand despite seeing the opposite circumstances naturally. So if I am believing that the Lord is blessing me with all of my bills being paid, for example, well, maybe I need all the bills paid today. The evidence is not when God comes in and pays the bills. The evidence is me going ahead and resting in assurance that God is going to pay the bills. So you don't see me fretting. You don't see me worrying. I just continue to praise him and continue to extol his virtue because I know that he's going to do it. And if the bills need to be paid by 12 noon, even if God comes in at 11:59 a.m., it's not too late. He's still right on time because that's just the kind of God he is. He doesn't operate within our timing when we think it should be done. But I can guarantee you he's never been tardy. He's never been written up for being late. God has never been a no call, no show. If you will believe it and you will stand on it, and it's in accordance with his word, God is faithful to perform. But you must continue to believe it because the word said what? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to have that ride or die faith. Now, there may be different situations that you as the listeners are enduring today. Or there may be some other situations that are coming up. Maybe a hearing, for example, a divorce mediation, or you're looking at separation, or you have some kind of surgery coming up. Maybe you have a trial that's coming up for one of your loved ones. And all of these things, they're beginning to weigh you down and to cloud your vision and your faith in the Lord. And it's making you naturally be fearful that God is not going to arrive. But I remind you of that word we read, where it told us by faith Abel offered this sacrifice to the Lord. It told us by faith Enoch was translated. And all throughout that chapter, it talks about the faith of Abraham offering up his only son, Isaac, despite having been told by the Lord that he would be the father of many nations. So how am I going to be that father if you make me kill my only son? God, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I believe you're going to do it. So the evidence of my faith is that I take my only son and I bind him up and I prepare to kill him. But what happens then? You show forth my harvest, God. That's when the ram in the bush will show himself, because now you've evidenced your faith. All throughout the Bible, we saw this. We saw the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, and when they threw them in there and they made the furnace seven times hotter, and then they looked in and they said, what about this situation? Is your God going to work it out? And they said, well, even if he doesn't, we know that he's able. But then when those enemies, those who tried to kill the Hebrew boys, looked in, they said, we see another one. We only put three people in there, but we see four, and he looks like the Son of Man. That's what I want to encourage you about this morning. That's what I want to encourage me about this morning, that no matter whether we're in the fire, there's always a fourth man. His name is Jesus, that no matter whether it appears that it is impossible to achieve the promise, because God is requiring that we sacrifice the very methodology that will cause that promise to come forth, there is always a ram. that no matter what you need from God this morning, if you will hold fast to the faith, if you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, if you will not doubt God, if you will continue to believe it and confess it and let it be in alignment with his word, God will come through because he must come through. He is not a man that he should lie. So everything that he promised in his word must come to pass. I remind you that the second part of that verse 6 said, you also must believe that he is. Believe that he is what? Believe that he is able. Believe that he is sovereign. Believe that he is capable. Believe that he is willing. Believe that he is God. I am that I am, Alpha and Omega. Believe that he is God who desires to bless you. Believe that he is God who desires to heal you. Believe that he is God who desires that you be in good health and prosper as your soul prospers. Believe that he is God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and wants to make sure that all of your needs are met, because this is who he is. He meets all of our needs through his riches and glory. Believe that he is God who heals infirmities, because his word says, by his stripes we are healed. Believe that he is God who is able to release your bonds, to break your chains, to free you from incarceration, just as he did Paul and Silas when they were still praising him in the prison, despite having been sent out with the mandate to spread the word. You must believe that he is God and that there is nothing impossible for him. You must stand on that word. You must have ride or die faith. God, I don't see how you're going to do it. I don't even know when you're going to do it. But God, I know that you will do it and that it is done. And the evidence of that is that I do all the things necessary. If you believe in for healing, then you're following your doctor's orders. You're exercising. You're taking your medicine. That doesn't mean that you're in opposition to God. It means that you're getting ready for the healing to take place, for long life and longevity. If you're believing for your case to be settled, or if you're believing to be exonerated, then you're doing your part, right? You're following your attorney's orders. You're collaborating. You are walking around preparing for life after the trial because you believe in the exoneration. You believe in God being able to do the impossible, to go ahead and touch the jurors and the judge. You must first believe that he is. He is who? He is God. He is what? He is able. He wants to do what? He wants to bless you. He's standing there. All he's saying is, hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Whatever it is that you need, I got it. And not only do I have it, I want to give it to you. But you must have ride or die faith. You must continue to believe. You must continue to confess, and not just confess it, but do the things naturally that evidence your faith is not dead, because faith without works is dead. God has blessings for you and you and you and you. God has blessings for you and you and you and you. God has blessings for you and you and you and me. God has greatness for you and you and you and your children and me and my son and my family and your family. Whatever it is that you need, God's got it. God's got it. But do you have ride or die faith? Show your evidence. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Wherever you are, begin to praise him right now. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are excited. I mean, we're rejuvenated. We got our second wind, Lord, in this day. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to encourage us to have ride or die faith, and that our evidence will be that we will walk around stress-free, worry-free, without anxiety, because we know that our lives rest in your hands and it's already done. Not that you're waiting to do it, but whatever it is we've laid before you, it's already done, and we will see the harvest. Whatever we need from you, it's being manifested right now. Lord, you've never been tardy. You've never been late. Even for Lazarus, God, you said, when his sister said, if you had been here, Jesus, my brother would not have died. Jesus answered to her, This is for the glory of God. In other words, I know I could have come sooner, but I came on my timing so that when I resurrected Lazarus, when I fixed this situation, there would be no doubt, no doubt that the intervention and the victory and the remediation and the redress and the solution and the reconciliation came from me. Lord, bless everyone who's listening to this broadcast. Touch their lives, touch their families, touch their friends, God. Touch everything that they need, that I need. We stand in faith this morning that it's already done. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise him wherever you are. Praise him wherever you are. Praise him wherever you are. Thank him wherever you are. Magnify him right now and say, today, I have ride or die faith. Let me give you our announcements, praise God, and then I'll give you our task for today. Remember to join me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on this morning motivation broadcast. As you can see, I serve hot breakfast for your soul, and I tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180, or you can go to the website, to the morning motivation page, and click that, and you'll be able to tune in online. So if you're on Facebook right now, or you're on your phone, wherever you are, you'd be able to still hear it in your car, at work. Just go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel letter D, fire.com. I have a lot of other things coming up. My law office is having a teaching for pastors and ministers on protect your right to preach the word. This deals with First Amendment issues and all of the controversies we're seeing regarding pastors preaching the word. So make sure you let your pastor know, and they can sign up on my website. The enrollment ends January 31st. So tell them to go to feeldthefire.com. There are just so many other things there. You can see it on the website. I want to see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. We got to wrap this week up right at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, our task for today, your task for today, my task for today is that whatever it is you're believing God for, you evidence your faith by walking around thanking him and praising him even now. That is already done, because there's nothing impossible for God. I love you, and I will see you this tomorrow morning. Go to the website. You can also hear prior broadcasts or archives there. There are some good teachings there. Are you cheating on God? Your best days are not here. You've not seen your best days yet. See and hear it all.
FeelTheFire.com. Change is gonna come. Oh, 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 change. Oh, change is gonna come. Oh, 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 change. Change. Yes, it will.
If you'll have ride or die faith today, if you'll show the evidence of staying focused and praising God, you'll see your miracles. I received that for myself. I'll see you tomorrow.